All right, it's a cookie jar. It's a Friday, and I've got a bunch of prompts to go through. The first is, look at the calendar. Today is Friday the 13th. Is bad luck a thing?
Nope. You make your own luck. And if you're bad at making your own luck, you might have a lot of bad luck, but I don't think bad things just continually happen for any particular reason.
No, of course not. Today is a great day. I was not born on Friday the 13th, but I was born on the 13th. So it is like a lucky number.
You probably had a couple.
Yes, I have.
You and the rest of the Swifties, but yes. You've had some Friday the 13th birthdays.
I have. Always
you celebrate
great
it any different way? Like, is there any spooky themed?
You don't like walk under ladders and break mirrors and
watch out for black cats. I open umbrellas inside.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Openly
taunting.
You're
still here?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm still here.
You've broken a mirror?
I have.
Do you believe
in bad luck? I don't believe in it. Yeah. Like you said, you make your own luck. Stuff does go wrong, but you're not unlucky.
Yeah.
If the station was in a horror movie, who dies first and why?
This is a tough one.
I think it's an easy one.
Oh, well, then go ahead.
You answer.
You know who the loudest person is? You can hear them from a county away.
Oh, Rieger?
Jeff Rieger. He couldn't keep quiet. You think he's going to keep quiet in a horror movie? They're going to find him in seconds.
Well, okay, yeah, but
you think Rieger's going to defend himself?
Don't follow logic. Like, I'm going to hide in the garage that has, you know, all the knives in it. Like, I mean, it defies logic. So I think you're not going to kill off one of the main characters early. So you got to, you know, pick off somebody on the periphery, but maybe has a little bit bigger character. I don't know. I think maybe it's Doug or Gator. Maybe Gator gets, you know, axed.
Sorry, Midday Show. You guys aren't main characters at the station.
No, but I said one of the, not the top end. So like, I think Mike and Rico, and I would like to think us,
we make it
a little bit further down the road.
I feel like I'm always ripping on Stoney, but I'd probably go with Stoney because he'd just be like playing on his phone. So he wouldn't even know there was a murderer in the building, right? Like he would just be on his phone. And then
he would be the one where, you know, they would do the special effects where he's on his phone. All of a sudden his head is laying next to him, but he's still typing on his phone.
Exactly.
I'm going to say Hatchet. Unfortunately, it's because they always kill the black guy first.
It was right on a tee. Someone had to take that.
You know, it's hard to be a main character, John, if you get killed first. Kind of a little bit of an oxymoron I was thinking about.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you never, I guess
I'm
maybe
just kidding
the opening
you. I didn't
scene
want to waste
somebody
time.
Dies, yeah.
You know, but even like a movie like Scream, you think first Drew Barrymore, and that was pretty big. No, it wasn't. It was her boyfriend first.
Yeah.
Then it was her, so they didn't even do it there. I'm going with Will Birchfield. There's a big party. And he's the one that gets loaded more than anybody around here. And he's staggering. I mean, one time he fell asleep in a ditch, I think, when he first started working here.
I've heard that story.
Yeah. Although the Stoney thing, I did think about him. And I was like, you know, the guy comes up to him, gets ready to kill him. And Stoney doesn't take it serious and goes, "Ooh, you're so scary." And the guy just stabs him.
September is National Italian Cheese Month. Go figure.
Oh,
John, what is the
Bolognese
best?
Bolognese for everyone.
What is the best Italian cheese?
I'm going to have to go with Gorgonzola because when it's young Gorgonzola, it's soft. You could, you know, eat it with a cracker. It's yummy. It's very similar to blue cheese. Sometimes companies actually market it the same way. And but when it ages a little bit, it gets crumbly and you can put it on pizza. Love Gorgonzola.
Heather?
I am not a cheese girl. Like, I don't really like cheese at all. But the only cheese that I'm eating as of late is string cheese because of Emily.
Emily, sure.
So I'm going with mozzarella.
Mozzarella. What about you guys?
I think the mozzarella is like the...
You like pizza?
Most blandest of the choices, which is Heather when it comes to food, I mean.
Of course.
What do you eat? You sound like a rabbit.
I am.
Parmesan.
Potatoes. She eats potatoes. Remember, that's like her whole diet.
I do like potatoes, yes.
Parmesan for me.
Yeah, that's where I was going to go. Parmesan Reggiano.
What about pimento?
Is that Italian cheese?
It sounds Italian.
Okay.
I don't know. I got nothing here.
You could go
like saying pimento.
Asiago, burrata. Okay, anyway.
Next. Says the Italian guy.
Little football in the mix. Best and worst college mascot.
So the worst ones to me are the easy ones to come up with. The best one, I'm going to have to go with Mike the Tiger.
LSU.
Yeah, LSU, especially if they bring back the real life live Mike the Tiger. Worst to me, it was kind of a toss-up, but I'm going to go with the tree, the Stanford Cardinal. Like, who has a tree as their mascot? It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. Heather?
I don't know all of them, right? The best one, easy, Sparty. It is the,
such a homer.
But it is. It's the best mascot. I'm going to go, obviously, with my picks. I said Purdue Pete was pretty darn scary. I'm going to say he's the worst.
Yeah, but you want a scary mascot.
No, not that kind of scary.
That's creepy, scary. That's okay. Creepy, like, scary, all that stuff. But
it's different than like aggressive, scary. I'm going to get you.
Sparty's a badass.
Yeah.
Mascot.
There's something off with Purdue Pete. Like his eyes, he's like dead inside. It's very creepy.
Very creepy.
I'll go worst.
Never saw that.
The Nittany Lion. It's this baggy, lazy. It could be way better than it is. They've just kind of given up for their mascot.
It's a Nittany Lion.
Yeah, but it's the actual mascot itself is kind of pathetic. The best is the Oregon Duck.
It's really bad.
Yeah, thank you. Heather, how would you describe that? It's like a kid's Halloween costume.
Yeah, it's not terrifying at all. Well, it is a little terrifying. Yeah. It looks like a 1950s teddy bear that's went through the wash that used to play music but no longer does. So it's like...
Yeah.
It does. It's like kind of worn out.
It's sad.
You could go with Virginia Tech. A chicken?
It's a hokey bird.
A hokey? Yeah, it's a chicken. Yard bird.
Anyway, my best was the Ducks. What about you guys?
We're talking about the guys in the suits. So for your reason why you think Penn State's the worst, I think Penn State's the best because it is so cheap. And so simple.
Yeah.
And that mascot goes into visiting stadiums and acts like he owns the place.
Yeah.
That's why Penn State is the best. The worst is Clemson, the Tiger from Clemson, because he looks like he's coked out of his mind.
Tom?
I'm with you, Costa, on the worst. It is the Nittany Lion. It looks like they bought it like at a garage sale or something. It's so, and you know what? It actually fits their past, too, as being kind of creepy looking, I think. Best, listen up. This should be used for Who Said It.
Oh, boy. He's calling a shot. This is Babe Ruth over here. Put me in Who Said It.
Sparty. Sparty is a great mascot. I think it has virtually everything you want in a mascot, where it's just slightly silly looking, but then also a little intimidation. And I hung out with Sparty. I don't know if it's him or her, so I almost said that. I hung out with Sparty at Evan's wedding.
Uh-huh.
Cool. Cool mascot. They'll never guess that if they use it for Who Said It. They don't hear good things, I say.
The best place to watch a game, in person, the bar, or at home?
I think in person. There's nothing like a live sporting event. And it doesn't matter what level, high school, college, pros. If you get a chance to be there and feel the excitement, now if it's a bad game, you know, it's not going to be good anywhere. But I would always defer to watching it in person.
Heather?
I think in person, too. I mean, I haven't
had the full experience.
I haven't been to a college game, but... Other games, yes. I think it's way more fun in person. You feel the energy.
Yeah.
For a big game, you want to be there.
Yeah.
But generically, having the remote, being able to change the channel, you got your bathroom.
Got your snacks.
Reasonably priced food.
When you're in person, you can eat in your seat. When you're watching it at the Costas, you can't eat in your seat.
We've loosened up a little bit.
Oh.
A stain here, stain there.
Yeah. Oh, no.
We've cleaned it up, but yeah, we've laxed a little on the rules. Anyway, okay, last question. This is inspired by you, John. When do you stop celebrating your birthday?
16. Kids.
You don't
go
out for your 21st?
No,
what?
I didn't.
But in general, you don't think someone should celebrate their 21st birthday?
I'm not going to throw a party for them. I think if you're a kid... And 16 is to me, I know, 18, you become an adult. Sweet 16 to me is the last birthday that you're going to get a party
for. John, you're pushing 50. There's not going to be a 50th birthday celebration?
Not the one I'm going to put on.
Did you celebrate your 21st leading into the national championship season?
Yeah.
This is how it went down. His buddies and all the teammates, Hutch came in there. Brady, we're going out. We're taking John out for birthday. Right there he said, nope, it's time to focus, guys.
Not exactly how it went, but yes, I was not a partier.
Heather?
You never stop celebrating a birthday. Have a birthday party every single year. Have some cake. Go celebrate. Getting old is a privilege, and you should celebrate that every single year.
Every day is a privilege, so why not celebrate every day?
You should celebrate every day.
Come on.
Yeah, I celebrated my 30th birthday. You guys didn't show up.
I had a surprise party. Yeah. So did you.
Yeah. Now you know why.
Yeah, I'm learning.
Wait, what did you say, Heather?
You had a surprise party.
I did, yeah.
And I did too.
Yeah.
My 30th was 30th? A surprise.
Oh, really?
Any thoughts behind the glass?
John is against apparently participation trophies for the Earth going around the sun for an entire year.
Yes.
On your day of your birth.
Yes, yes. Unless you're a kid. I just don't understand why it's... Okay, say happy birthday. To me, that's not... You're not celebrating anything. It's just, hey, well done. You made it.
I also wonder if this is different guys versus girls.
Oh, there are some dudes that are very hypersensitive about, well, you didn't call me on my birthday. All right, quit being a baby.
The obvious answer is milestones, right? So like 16, 18, 21, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, all the way up to 100. Those are obvious ones. Come on.
Sure.
There's a very literal answer to this, your last one. You literally stop celebrating.
Oh,
yes. I want to ask you guys this, though. What about your half birthdays?
Okay.
Oh,
what are we, Jeff Rieger?
No, thanks.
No.
No.
And that is the cookie jar. Can't wait to see the ticket text on this one. It's 97.1.